This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The American Family Farmer Show is the podcast address for the information that comes and the conversation, the prolonged interest in the family farm and the family farmer. That's the important message here. Every week we get together. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a dairy farmer, raised Jersey heifers actually, and have some other interesting characters on my farm. We're now going, if you look at the Eastley Farm website, eastleyfarm.com, you see we're doing a bovine. A lot of people have been after me for a number of years to do some kind of sanctuary. I was going to do canine, equine, and bovine. I've started with the bovine. We'll see where we go from there. It's a commitment to save some of the animals that otherwise might have a fate that's not desirable. Some people who have partnered with me on this want to bring attention to it. It's not right for every farmer, and it's not right for every animal, but it's something that sort of is a consciousness thing, and it just happened to be something I'm very interested in and want to promote, so we'll see how it goes. Other things going on at that farm or any of our farms now, we're trying to get back into the weather. You'll hear some we have a little ambient noise in the background as we produce this program. I'm on my farm, and you can hear some of the equipment outside working around as we do this. I think it's good to have the reality here. The reality sets in every time I talk about these things, not only here in this venue, but on the daily program, the DJV show. We talk a lot about some of the things that are important because the ladies who are on the program with me are cognizant of my interest in how really my life revolves around three things: my children, my family, my family farm, and my radio program. That's pretty much my life, and I intertwine them together as much as I can because I think that's where credibility comes in. The Family Farmer Show is about the family farmer-run businesses, and the locavores who support our product. Later on, I want to talk with you about the farmers' markets that are developing. This is the time of year when they are big. I'm actually going to have a fellow from Vermont who's been with us before, Dave Chapman, talking about what's going on his organic farm. Right now, though, I want to, in terms of the news, I've been so focused or have talked so much about the impact of the weather. We've all been talking about that, what it's going to do to the cost of food as we go into the fall and the winter. Not only that, but the weather and China and the trade. The Mexican thing has been settled, so that's not going to be as much of a problem as people were concerned about. But it really has had its impact on the farmer. And sadly, the money that's been set aside by the government to supposedly help the farmer is going, much of it, to the wrong farms. And it's pretty outrageous and we're pretty upset. A lot of us are very upset about the government doing things like they are, kind of masking it behind the fact, we're going to help the farmer. No, you're going to help your pals who have contributed to your election and re-election campaigns. You're not helping the farmers much at all, not certainly as much as could be the case. One of the best things I think could happen for the family farmer is for everybody to get the hell out of the way and let us charge what we can for our products, including milk. I was talking to a fellow the other day. I was at the Farm Bureau meeting, our monthly Farm Bureau meeting, and every time we get together, there is, after we have our meeting, somebody brings a little special food or something. And this guy runs a dairy, and he brought some ice cream and root beer. We had a root beer float, and we were talking about what he's doing. He's doing it differently than what I used to do when I was making my own ice cream and had my raw milk and stuff at the farm. He is having another fellow that is processing milk to do his and make his ice cream and that sort of thing. And so I said to him, can you do this without having to go through the pool? And I don't want to oversimplify this, but the pool is what you farmers who are selling their milk into the DFA, the Dean Foods and Sweeza family, all that stuff. You hear me talking about that all the time. They have coerced the government, or they have colluded with the government to set a price on the value of milk rather than everybody selling it for what they can get. So he has to pay this guy the pool price for his own milk to do his own ice cream. It's craziness. Anyway, so we went on talking about that and how it gets in the way. The government is just in the way of everything. So, but I don't want to go there right now. I want to go to something that I thought was really a fabulous way to focus on family farms. Denim, you know, the cotton that we, the jeans and shirts and things, cotton growing, processing, something that requires a lot of water. And there are a lot of people that are focusing on this and cotton with pesticides, you know, the same sort of thing that people who are environmentalists get concerned about with regard to food or anything that we grow. Cotton drains nutrients from the soil, making it hard for other plants to grow after cotton has been on the land. So Wrangler has come along with a new line called Rooted. Its cotton comes from American farms that use sustainable practices, cover crops, crop rotation, no-till techniques, various efforts to reduce water and energy use, that sort of thing. The Rooted line consists of five collections, each using a single family farm from a different state. The first two available, one is Vance and Mandy Smith's farm from Big Spring, Texas, and the other one is the Newbie Family Farm in Athens, Alabama. So the jeans that have their names on them, each of the pair of jeans has a signature of the farm that produced the cotton on the buttonfly, as the farm's state imprint as well. Soon to come are a collection from Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, all major cotton-producing states. The jeans cost $99. There are T-shirts selling for $34. The production all happens here in our country as well. Cotton turned into denim at a mill in Georgia. The jeans are assembled in Texas. Wrangler says this isn't just a one-off line. The company aims to source 100% of its cotton from farms using good environmental practices as we move forward in the next 3, 4, 5 years. So something I think most of us who are farmers, I have inexpensive jeans, and I get Wrangler good farm jeans because they're tough. Most of the farmers I know who are wearing jeans are wearing Wranglers. Once in a while you see a Lee jean or a Levi, but most of them are Wranglers because they're tougher. And there's other clothing comes from Wrangler that is good for rough work on the farm as well. So hats off to Wrangler. I think that we ought to promote things like that from companies that are supporting us. We support them. It's a good thing. It's a good thing all the way around. So keep that in mind. If you need a new pair of jeans, Wranglers, and look for the ones that come from these specific farms. They'll tell the story. There's a big promotion going on. And when you go to the retailer, you'll see which line is which and what state they're coming from, et cetera, et cetera. Having said that, I guess I want to point your attention to something else that we're doing to help not only my farm, but other farms that are like it. If you have heard all the commercials around, donate your car, your truck for this, that, or the other thing, how about we turn that around and use the same idea that is donating a car, a truck, a tractor, a piece of equipment, something, motorcycle, boats, trailers, whatever you have around, donate that to start a support mechanism, preservation of the American family farming way of life. Your donation supports one of the great American institutions, the family farm. On average, as you know, the U.S. family farmers are feeding, each farm feeds about 165, 170 people a year. 15 cents out of every dollar goes to us. The rest of it goes to the middlemen. So the farmers are having a tough time. Let's try to preserve the American value system on the farm by donating your vehicle. As I say, it's cars, trucks, tractors, motorcycles, no matter how big or small. Super easy. Your car, your truck, your vehicle gets towed, no cost to you. It's a qualified tax deduction as well. So do some good. help protect and preserve one of the American family farm's best locations. Donate by calling 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can go online to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And click on the form there. 888-342-GIVE. Or go to the DJV Show or American Family Farmer Show and give.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing Dave Chapman into our focus. He's been on the program before, a longtime organic farmer from Vermont, owns Longwind Farm there, grows organic tomatoes. He's been doing it for the past 35 years or so, but he's also the executive director of the Real Organic Project, which you can source and see at realorganicproject.org. And I wanted to have him back here to get an update on this movement. Certainly, it's brought a lot of integrity to the organic certification process. The USDA pretty much screwed that up. I was going to use another word that began with F, and it wasn't farm, Dave. But I decided that's not a good thing for the radio, and it's maybe where maybe things are turning around a little bit there. You heard me talking about those Wrangler jeans that are being made from cotton that is sourced pretty much the same way you're moving things along at the Real Organic Project. What do you think of that idea?
Well, Doug, I think it's all a good idea. I think what we have is this really interesting situation where a whole bunch of people in America want to buy a particular kind of food. They want to buy a particular kind of cotton. By and large, they're willing to pay for it. And it's hard for them to trust what they're getting. So that's what the Real Organic Project is doing. We're trying to connect the real organic farmers with the eaters who want to buy that food.
So let's distinguish between the real organic farmers and the phony, fake, F-A-U-X, false, faux organic farmers. Is it size?
No, it's not necessarily size. I think the problem does come from very large corporate interests. That they have influence, and so they can sway regulations, they can sway certifiers. And, you know, I always have to say, Doug, that the vast majority of certified organic farms in America are real organic farms. So we're really talking about a handful of producers who produce a great deal of product for the market.
Right, and that's we're trying to bring the focus back around to the family farmer that is really organic here in our underscore. Dave Chapman with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help people listening on about 240 radio stations around the country and the podcast, which you can hear at any time, downloading it, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Dave Chapman is here from Real Organic Project. You know, as I underscore the fact you were from Vermont, I was looking at one of the trades this week. Country folks, you probably get that. And the story of Wayward Goose Farm. Do you know them? Wayward Goose Farm in West.
I don't know them.
No, it's a great story. Actually, it's a really cute story about another family farm coming up with an angle. And so our angle here is to talk about organic farming and the USDA. So let's talk about some recent news regarding pesticides, hydroponic produce, that sort of thing. How does any of that fit with the info that we need with regard to where our food comes from and who's in this group, this farmer-led movement?
Yeah. So what happened is that in recent months, probably about 4 months ago, there started to be said that the USDA was allowing transition to organic for hydroponic producers with no transition time. And what that means, Doug, is that if I were a hydroponic producer growing berries in pots and I wanted to become organic, I could spray my land with glyphosate and then cover it with plastic, put the pots down the next week, and those pots would be certified, could be certified organic.
This is what I mean about how the government has screwed this all up. This is only one of many examples, pretty damned outrageous. Consider the optics of this. So you've sprayed Roundup all over the place, and then that's to kill the weeds. Then you put plastic down to keep the weeds from growing, and you put these pots on top of it like there's going to be no residue, there's going to be nothing from the wind, nothing that will impact the stuff you're putting on. It's foolishness.
Yes, it was one of those things. I think that the regulators are so far from the meaning of organic that they didn't even get that it was outrageous.
And, well, they're not farm people. Most of the people you run into,
they're not farm people.
No, they aren't. So they go to school and they think they know it all. They don't know a damn thing. It's incredible. Anyway, so go ahead. What has happened with that once you brought it to their attention?
Well, when I first brought it to their attention, they actually, after dodging and ducking, acknowledged that this was being permitted. I put that out in a letter. My letters get read a lot. And suddenly there was a firestorm of protest. And, you know, then they said, no, it's actually not happening. And that was only a hypothetical. So it went around and around. And finally, I sent out a letter with proof from a certifier that it was being allowed. And the next day they said, we were wrong. We changed our mind.
They're wrong or you're wrong?
Allowed. No, they said they were wrong. They didn't quite say those words, but they did change the standard. And they said it's now a required 3-year transition for a hydroponic, as for all.
That's what it's been for everything. 3 years. So what would be the difference? Because hydroponic is water-based. Is that what their excuse was? Aquaponics, hydroponics are different because they're not in touch with the soil?
Yes. Once they start to go down the crazy world where they can call hydroponic organic, which it shouldn't be and it isn't in the rest of the world, then the whole meaning of organic starts to go away.
Well, that's what Driscoll...
The logic becomes very illogical.
If you look at the big, huge producers, like the fruit producer Driscoll, they claim the stuff that they... All their fruits and berries and stuff grown organically, they're hydroponic. And that's one of the reasons, and that's one of the companies that was most influential in getting them to do this. We continue with Dave Chapman on the American Family Farmer. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspected gunman in Sunday's shooting of Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz is now in custody in the Dominican Republic. It follows the apprehension shortly after the shooting of the man accused of driving him to the Santo Domingo bar on a motorcycle. Ortiz now in a Boston hospital, and he is expected to recover from the shooting, but his former teammate Pedro Martinez broke down while talking about the incident.
I'm so disappointed to know that someone like David can have someone after his life. And I'm sorry, I get. I'm sorry. But It hurts me.
That is heard on MLB Network. More Americans dying from suicide, drug overdoses, and booze than ever before. The report says the rates of so-called deaths of despair are at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Farmer, I highlight the fact that we have a podcast that you can listen to every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, the most recent one, has news about the growing season being off to a bad start, the trade deal with China, and what that does for soybean farmers. Seems that that ilk is being hurt the most. There's some good news, Japan lifting restrictions on U.S. beef. We talk about that on the podcast. And then we meet Michael Foley, who's a modern advocate for traditional farming, author of Farming for the Long Haul. You can find it at anothermadfarmer.org. Michael believes that farmers and consumers need to take the challenge of resilience a lot more seriously than they do. He says we aren't as experimental and inventive as we ought to be. We also need to think about plastic. What would you do if you didn't have it? He believes that foods need to be more regional, more diverse, more seasonal, fresher, tastier, that sort of thing. And then I opine on my focus on people acting, as does Dave Chapman here. You can find that at the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, that podcast, and I have a podcast of our conversation with Dave Chapman as well, executive director of the Real Organic Project. The Real Organic Project came out of the movement to bring greater integrity back to organic certification from the government. So this, you told us the horror story, the hydroponic story in part. So how do you think that that is going to, now that you've got attention focused on it, how does it affect both those of us who are farmers, and we're all consumers as well? So other than integrity, does it help our business?
Well, I'm not optimistic about reforming the National Organic Program, and that is not the goal of the Real Organic Project. I work with groups like the Organic Farmers Association that are trying to bring about those reforms, but the Real Organic Project is really trying to connect eaters and farmers who care about the same things. So we've created an add-on label. We did a pilot add-on to the USDA, so we are requiring that people go through that certification process, which can be rigorous. It's just, unfortunately, as I say, there's whatever 5% of the farms that really should not be getting certified, but they're producing far more than 5% of the food.
Yep.
So we're creating a label so that people who shop in the stores, which is everybody, not, you know, God bless the local movement, God bless CSAs and farmers markets and farm stands, but even if you get your food from a CSA, as I do, or from the farmer's market, as I sold at for many years, you know, winter comes and you end up in a store buying your food. And if you want real organic food, at the moment, you can't tell which is which. And that's what our label is going to be an attempt to do. And last year, in our pilot year, we got 70 farms around the country. This is a national effort. And we're starting year two. I'm getting a number right now. Easy to do. Anybody who's interested, who is USDA certified, can just go to our website, and there's a place to, you know, fill out an application. It's free. You can't beat that with a stick. So we've just got a lot of people who are donating some money because they believe in what we're doing. And they, you know, it's been our position that this can't be built on the backs of the farmers because we're already carrying too much weight.
Too much of a load. So, absolutely, yeah.
Too much of a load, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to focus on the land. We also, I think, ought to be protecting the air, the water, wildlife, all of the things that are protective of not only man but life. And I don't mean to be heavily philosophical, and I don't mean to be a preacher. I don't think that preaching does it. It's action. Thinking, knowledge is always the way to win the battle, it seems to me. Just people knowing. If they know and pay attention, the problem is our voice, Dave, isn't as loud as Dow Chemical and Monsanto and Bayer and all the others who buy influence in Washington. So it's difficult sometimes, and that's why the Organic Project is important, but your voice isn't as loud, it just isn't, as these other people banging the drum. But the fact that you on your own says something, you on your own have created the hubbub that got the USDA to look at what they're doing, and instead of being embarrassed, which they're all interested in themselves, they don't care about anybody else but themselves, and I say that not to be harsh, but it's just that's the way it is. And so if you understand that going into the game, then you know that you don't, these people, they don't know anything. They go to these ag colleges and they learn theory, and then they get jobs working for the government because nobody who's actually been on the farm wants to work for the government. And they come around. I remember, I'll never forget, one of the last times I got so fed up with the state of Massachusetts and the inspectors, a 26-year-old kid came to the farm once. I was selling raw milk. I did for 7 or 8 years. This kid comes to the farm. He'd never been there before. And he starts telling me about how I have to do something in a particular way. And I've been doing it the right way, which wasn't his way, for a long time. And I just said to him, hey, I'm not going to do what you're suggesting. He says, well, on page 46, look right here. This is what it says you're supposed to do. I said, I've rewritten that book 4 times over in a way that's more practical, more efficient, and safer for, you know, he was trying to talk about cleaning up stuff. And all he knows is what he reads on page 46. And that's what we're confronting. And I don't know that the average, you know, maybe the average person says, I don't need to know that. I just need to know that the food's okay. Well, you know, there's a little more to it than that.
The average person looks to people like you and me and the people they know who are informed, and they're asking us, is this okay? Should I trust this? I think that when we try and understand how we're going to change things, and we are going to change things, and it's not going to be from the government leading.
No.
That's just not going to happen. As you say, there's too much influence. That's the way it works. I think in the end, we're going to have to drag the government along kicking and screaming. I think we need them. As you say, you know, the problems we deal with now, what somebody else does is also my problem, that we see that with so many people on the planet, the world gets smaller and smaller.
Well,
and as they say, there is no planet B. We need to do a better job with planet A here. And the government's not going to lead, but we can lead. And, yeah, maybe the regulations won't be right, but we don't need regulations to do a good job. And when we get enough people who are willing to work together and choose an alternative, well, then we've tipped the whole thing.
You know, when we were kids, you and I are about the same age, I think. When we were kids growing up on the farm, I didn't know anything about organic. I never heard the word organic. I just knew
right.
What was coming out of the farms. I had 3 farm jobs when I was a kid growing up, all in the same neighborhood, and I've ended up owning all 3 of the farms as an adult. I didn't know from nothing about organic. I just knew that the stuff that was coming out of the soil, out of the farm, was good. And it wasn't
until
the influence in the 70s and the 80s, as these firms grew, that we did see a difference. And we wanted to know that we were eating well. And, that's where this is all coming. But this is not something that's been around forever. This is something from the last 40 years, if that even. Conversation continues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish that. No, go ahead.
I grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania, and as you say, it was, nobody called it organic, but it was not far from. It's just we hadn't had the word, and the differences were not so great, and now they've become stark.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dramatic, I think. Dave Chapman is here. We'll have some more info on how this all works as we continue here. Join Formula 14 from Sierrasil. If you're a listener to any one of my programs from anywhere in the country, you know by now, if you have gone to the website achefree.com, it's achefree.live. Sorry, I do this all the time, achefree.live. It's a formula that takes care of sports aches and pains, the old ones. Your feet maybe are aching because you're on them a lot during the day. You've had knee replacement surgery. I can go on and on and on and on and on about you and the aches and pains you have. And it isn't just about being older. It's about how you live your life. If you're active, if you run, if you're in sports, if you work out, all of those things, your body responds. And often it's achy. And so why don't you do something about it? Why suffer with the aches and the pain? The response has been so good to our conversation about Joint Formula 14. The free shipping part of the deal has been held over for this month. So if you've tried things like glucosamine before, maybe you try Joint Formula 14 because it is different. You get relief using Joint Formula 14 or you get your money back. For me, I saw a change in 5 or 6 days. You will not need over-the-counter pain pills. You'll get lasting relief with Joint Formula 14. Achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, live, achefree.live. If you're living with aches and pains, you don't have to. Let's get back to your golf game. Let's get back to the soccer game. Let's get back to feeling better. Go online now Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for special free shipping offer and more. You can call also 877-743-7720 if you'd rather order on the phone. A lot of people find ordering online much easier. You can do it any time, day or night. But the bottom line is you'll feel better in 14 days or less, or your money back. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14, achefree.live. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
So we have a few more minutes here with Dave Chapman on the American Family Farmer who runs Real Organic Project. You can find information about how to become a participant or understand what they're doing at realorganicproject.org. The types of produce that are, we go back to hydroponics and the difference between hydroponics and or aquaponics, and I don't even know that people know the difference between aquaponics and hydroponics. Never mind hydroponics and sticking a seed in the ground. You agree with that contention?
Hydroponics is just where a plant gets all of its nutrition from a liquid feed.
Mm-hmm.
So aquaponics is a kind of hydroponics. Aeroponics is a kind of hydroponics.
Right.
It's a really common growing technique in conventional greenhouse vegetable production now.
So what do we do? Let's spend a minute talking about the other things that we want to be organic. Meat, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff. How do we make sure we get organic products that come from animals?
That's right. Same thing. Get something that's certified Real Organic Project. CAFOs have completely invaded organic certification. Again, there's plenty of real organic farmers out there, but if you're buying a certified organic egg in the store, it is most likely coming from a large CAFO.
Yep, and if you don't, it doesn't
wrong.
Say grass.
We all know it's wrong.
Right, well, grass-fed or somehow or other, but the concentrated animal feeding operations, these big, huge agribusinesses, dairies that have 5, 6, 10,000 cows giving crap milk, it isn't even really milk, the same with the beef farm, I mean, it's all that stuff, and larger and bigger doesn't mean better, and that's basically, that's really the message here. Get real organic products. Check out realorganicproject.org. Thanks to Dave Chapman for all your great work. This is the American Family Farmer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The opportunity, because I guess this is my program, so I feel like I need to comment on things from time to time. And my conversation with the editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, Jesse Price, is here with us to talk about what we ought to, maybe some of the tips that she has from her perch as to eating well and still enjoying the things that go with summertime. Nice to have you here, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, summer, I have to say, really is all about eating well, because it's farmers market season.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You live up in Vermont, where I live in Massachusetts, and a lot of people around the country that are listening. We have a lot of listeners in the areas of the country where farming is first and people live in rural America, so they know about what you are speaking. Although I think now there are more farmers markets almost anywhere and everywhere, aren't there, than there used to be?
Yeah, so in the last 25 years, the number of farmers markets has gone from about 23 or 2,500 to over 8,000 across the U.S. So it is definitely not a rural just a Midwestern thing or anything. I mean, farmers markets are everywhere. Absolutely. It's everyone is into them these days, and that's good news, for eating well, for sure.
So you've written a book, Eating Well Vegetables. You organize vegetables from A to Z. How does that, let's get a little summary or a syllabus of that book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that book was so fun to work on, and it was something that I pitched to our publisher. I said, how about, a reference book all about vegetables? Because vegetables, are kind of the absolute core of our messaging around what is healthy. We always say, you know, if we can just get people just to get excited about vegetables and eat a little more produce, they're probably going to be healthier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. Just that one small step can improve almost all of our diets. So we pitched the book, the publisher liked the idea, and we were thrilled. So it's arranged A to Z, as you said. Each vegetable has its own chapter, and it has information like, you know, the sort of background information about the vegetable, how it grows, where it came from, what kind of cuisine it's used in. Then we have basic, you know, shopping advice, prepping advice, storage advice, really basic, you know, how to cook it, just like how to roast it, how to grill it, how to steam it. But then we, each chapter also, of course, has full-blown recipes for that vegetable.
All right. So you also advise be your, I was going to fall for the trap, BYOB, but the B here doesn't mean booze. It means bag. All right. How's that? This is good environmental advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. So when you go to the farmer's market, I would say absolutely bring your own bags. That is good for the environment, but it's also good for the farmer. So one of the farmers we talk to for this story in the magazine right now that's all about how to crush the farmer's market like a pro, that farmer told us that last year he spent $4,000 on shopping bags for the farmer's market. So that can have a real impact on a farmer's bottom line. So absolutely, bring your own bags. I would also say, you know, speaking of the farmer's bottom line, bring cash. Most farmers today at the farmer's market will accept credit cards, but if you can pay with cash, you're putting a couple extra percentage points in their pocket, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm a farmer. I don't know if you knew that, if you were told I'm a dairy farmer.
No.
I'm just gonna be a broadcaster. And I have I have an ice cream farmer's market on my farm. You can go to eastleyfarm.com and see what goes on my farm. But it's we mix the cows and the animals there with ice cream. And yeah, there are. It's interesting how people. And the reason I brought it up is because we just started to take credit cards. And I thought, oh, this is kind of a pain. But it hasn't been. It's just that a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. That's something. But I do think, in recognition of what you just said, the farmers need as much cash. And this year especially, it is going to be horrendous because of the weather.
Yeah.
I was just talking, I haven't been able to get anything in the ground, really, to start growing until just recently. So this is going to affect what you find at the farmer's market and what you pay for it. There's all kinds of great ways to find the right food and to cook it well. This is a great job, Jesse. Congratulations on your work. Eatingwell.com. Jesse Price here on the American Family Farmer Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.